The Yachas Lidvorim Shenim Nimcholim, and one teacher says things are not eaten. So Achas is Leklal, Achas the Prat, Rashi says, Lidroish, the Dove Shoye the Klal, the Yotam the Klal. Something that was in the Klal and it went out. Lelamed, learn the Lamed, the Tamar teach by itself, Yotel, Lelamed al Klal, Kulu the Klal is. So Hanefesh Potter says, Hashatecha, Bosmazeva, Hashamim. Valeshomim, the Klal, Kola Kotchim, Moyu. Shlomim was the Klal, all the Kotchim. Veloma Yotam, why does it go out here, especially say by Shlomim, if eat from the meat, Yachai of Korus? Lakashleim Lemloch. Nashlomim Yuchodim Kotchim Mizbeach. Af Kol Kotchim Mizbeach. Any Kotchim has to do with the Mizbeach. That's considered like a Klal and then a Prat. And the Yachas of Dvorim Shen and Necholim, Rashi says, could go in eight symbol of Rono, Shen and Luya Lachilo, Emocho Mehem Betumas Aguf, Chayet Krabon of the Mastisim. That's what Rabban of the Baal Mishnah teaches us, that even though things are not edible, still if it has a kedusha on them, and you eat them when you're tamei, you chayav koros. So that's what we do with these three psukim. Again, one is achas leklal, the achas leprat. So really, again, the klal and the prat, Taisa speaks out, it's not a real klal or prat. It just means it's like something that was in the klal, and yotzim in a klal, it comes to teach us on the whole klal. In other words, it's not only a korban shlomim, is there just a chayav koros if you eat it. When you tamei, but any kotchim you eat from the basar, when you tell me you chayiv koros, that's the two. And the third one is even for things that are not edible. But now they want us to question though, when the Rabbi Shimon though, the yom that he says, Dvorim shein necholim, ein chayov malei mishum tumo, lesu yimai, but he holds things are not edible. He's not going to chayiv if you eat them when you tell me. So lesu yimai, what do we need a basar for? And tomorrow, lesu yei, chatas apanimis, that even the chatas apanim, even though the Zerikas not on the Mizbech HaChitza, the Mizbech HaPanim, still if you eat it, when you're Tamei, you're Chayav Koros. Because really, Salkotah, the Chimin, I would have thought to say, Hoyu v'yom Rab Shimon, since Rab Shimon says, Kol Shein on Mizbech HaChitza and Kishlamim, Ein Chayav Molim Mishum Pigol, since Rab Shimon, she there is, that any Korban that's not on the Mizbech HaChitza, like a Korban Mishlamim, has no with the Pigol, so according to Rab Shimon, even if you think the Shash Chita of the Chatas HaPanim, to make the Shavicha tomorrow, still does not call this a Pigol. Since so, I would have thought to say, Mishum Tumma Namel Lechayiv, who are then, if you eat from the Bosa, from the meat, of this Korban Chatas HaPanim, when you're Tumma, maybe you're not Chayiv Koros, Kamash Malon, that's the third test of the third time it says Koros. By Shlomim to teach us, even the meat of the Chatas HaPanim, and that also, you Chayiv Koros. Now, Numi Reb Shimon Mechayiv Eshadako Lechol. In other words, Numi Reb Shimon, like says in the Mishnah, Mechayiv Eshadako Lechol. He says, no, you only chayiv for Dovah's Tomei if it's edible. So something like Eitzim or Levon, if not edible, you're not chayiv if you eat it when you're Tomei. It may learn like this. Reb Yechnon V'Resh Lokish. Reb Loza V'Reb Yechon V'Chanina. That these two pairs like Chad Mahay Zuzay V'Chad Mahay Zuzay. One from this pair, and one from this pair. Rashi says, Amri Chodinusa, V'inach Trey Chodinusa, and the other two said something else. Out of these four people, two say one way, two say the other way. There's Lashon of Chad Ma'azuzi, Chad Ma'azuzi. Chad Amma one says, Machloikis Petumas Bosor, where's there Machloikis only if the Bosor is Tomei? That's where the Machloikis. One of the Chom arguing them Shimin, but Tumas Basra says the Machlam Leitzim Levoina Tineim. The other Chom says the Tanakham says that if Levoina and the Eitzim themselves are Tom, then you eat them, or that you get Malchus. Mishumlav the Babos the Babos the Bahabosar Ashiga Bechotame. Aber but Tumas Aguf, but in the case where the person is Tomei, the Rihakalena Waika, and everybody agrees, you did not get Malchus for this. Tumas Rosh says the ain't Torah, but the Eitzim is Torah, ain't a Waika. Lo Yisrael, but then there's no Ribui. That's what one says. The Chadam, the other one says, no. Kamachloikis Bezu, Kach Machloikis Bezu. The Machloikis Bezu, the Shimon and the Rabban is both places. Both whether the person is Tomei and the Eitzin is Tor, or in the case where the Eitzin is Tomei, the person is Tor. In both cases, he has the Machloikis. Now, my time, what's the reason? Kiv was the Karinim Bey. They have Bosra Rashiiga, Bechot Tomei. Since you want to send this Bosra Rashiiga, Bechot Tomei. Mashma, any type of boss that becomes Tomei. even the Eitzim Levoina, if they become Tomei. It's also Tidit, it's also Kareen and Bey, for Tumbos Olov. The same thing that you have also the second Parsha, that when you're Tomei, you're not allowed either. Wherever one applies, the other one applies. So according to the Rabbanan, it applies when the Levoina is Tomei, who I didn't would apply when the person is also Tomei.
Tumor says, Rav Tivyumi Masni Yochid, that's the way he learned this. Rav Chana, though, Masni Yochid, he learned like this. That Chad Mahai Zuzi, one from the first pair, for Chad Mahai Zuzi, one from the second pair, that are safer. It goes on the safer, that like this, Chad Alma, one of them, say, one pair says, Machlekes Betumas Haguf, the Machlekes is only when the person is Tomei, and he goes to eat Eitzim Levoina. That's where Reb Shimon says that he's potter. Aval betumas boso divri hakoleika. So in the case where the boser, meaning the levoina, the eitzim is tamei, even Reb Shimon agrees that he gets malchus. But the Chanama one says no. Kamachloikas vizu, kach machloikas vizu. That just like Reb Shimon argues, when the person is tamei, who then he argues, even though the boser is tamei, the eitzim is tamei, also he holds he does not get malchus. Amar Rav, therefore Rav says, Mistava, the Svari is command the Yom to Machoikis the Zoo, Kach Machoikis the Zoo. It's Mistava that whatever they hold by one, they hold by the other. Like Rashi says, the Psukim say Gabi Adadi, the Pasha, whether you're Tommy, or whether the Boser is Tommy, or the Asim is Tommy, it says one next to another. So whatever applies to one applies to the other. My time, what's the reason? The Gemara says it's Svara. Kivon, the Lake Karina Bay, the Tomosu Elov, the Nichrasa. Once you want to say, do not read the Parsha, that if the person is Tomei, to say there's a Chiyuv Koras if he eats, the Eitzim Ulevano, so they will the same thing, it should not apply the next Pasuk right next to this, where Karina and Bevi Abbas Rashiga Bechol Tomei, where Yechol. It should not apply the Lav, not to eat the Bos when it's Tomei. So if he told by Eitzim Ulevano, does not apply the Parsha when you're Tomei, who are then it should not apply the Lav, if they are Tomei and you're eating it. We said before we have boser the rabbi is eitzim levoina. We had a read, but the pasuk says we have boser, which is mabi even eitzim levoina. Mashmiv zeya tomei, it's takas alav not eat it. So more it says le pois lo biyama tsoni epsal psul. So Rashi says, what does that mean? O ma'lo de rabbonim across machta biyamu. It's only in a smachta. It's only a ma'lo de rabbonim, and therefore pshita same like in a love. So according to Rabbi Shimon, just like if you eat the Eitzim Levoina when you're Tomei, there's no Chiyuv Koras, the same way if you eat the Eitzim Levoina when they are Tomei, who are they Navad, there's no Malkus, according to Rabbi Shimon. It's only a Milam with the Rabbonin, but the Rabbonin Taki, it's also. That's called La Poislo Biyam. Now the Mishnah says, L'shem Shisha Dvorim HaZevach Nizvach. Chur B'shash Yidu in the Dalar Avoidis, or the Sheikh that's Shecht in the Korbin, he has to have six things in mind, Bishas is make of the avoidus. And that is L'shem Zevach. You have to have in mind which korban, according to korban oila, you should check, do the avoidus L'shem the korban oila. Lafukin, not to do with L'shem another korban. L'shem Zevach, should have in mind the owner, and not do it for a different person. L'shem Hashem, you should do it L'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'shem Ishim, should have in mind to burn it, Agabia Mizbeach, on the fire, and not Amanas, Dam, to roast it on coal someplace else. L'shem reyach, reyach should have in mind that there should be smell coming out of it, there should be a reyach, like odor should come out of it. In other words, not amanas to be to layer it someplace else first, roast it someplace else, and then some put it on top of the mizbeach, that there won't be any reyach. No, you're supposed to have in mind to burn it on top of the mizbeach with a reyach. L'shem nichoyach should have in mind amanas that you're doing nachas ruach l'kodesh baruch hu. Now, v'yachatis v'yoshem, when you shech to do the avodas by korban chatos and korban oshem, l'shem chet, l'chakil is supposed to think upon which chet is brought for, whether the person ate chelev or ate dam, he's supposed to think the shame which chet. That's the Tana Kama. But at this, Omer Rav Yosef Gracie says, no, af mi shlohoye b'liboy, l'shem echad mikolelu, even if the kohen or the sheichet did not have even one of these things in mind, kosher, as long as he shechs it stam, he does not have the opposite machshava. If he just shechts it stam, it's also kosher. And he goes further to say, therefore, should tonight bezdin the ma'isa, now it's a tonight bezdin, that bezdin made it tonight, that the sheikh or the kohen doing the avodas should not have in mind beferis l'shem a korban,
but just do it stam. And the reason we had before was it's a kado, in order that they should not make a shino kodesh, they should not make a shino bailam. The mishnah zov sheino machshava leches elu acher oivid, because we don't care really what the owner thinks. It only cares about the machshava only goes boss of the oivid, whether the kohen or the sheichet. And therefore, if the kohen or the sheichet would not think any machshava psula, the korban would not become possible. So therefore, to the kohen's beldin, they should not have any machshava. Rather, let them do the dalat avodah the stam, and since stam is kosher, we have a beis and a beis, therefore the korban will always be kosher. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Oilu l'shem oilu. What does the Mishnah mean to say, like a shef the korban oilu l'shem oilu?
Yes.
The Gemara says, Lafuk l'shem shlomim delay, that you should not shech the korban oilu l'shem another korban, l'shem the korban shlomim. Ishim, what does the Mishnah mean? Ishim l'shem ishim. What does it mean? You're supposed to have a mind to burn it. Lafuke kevavo, you should not have a mind just to put it on top of coals, but rather you're supposed to light that, you should not do. You're supposed to have a mind, you plan to burn the meat on top of the mizbeach, the emurim on top of the mizbeach. Reich, what does that mean to say? L'shem reich, should have a mind to make a reich, to make a smell come up, to make the odor come up. Lafuke evorim shetzolim, you should not first roast the pieces someplace else and then the helum, the light, and then put on top of the mizbeach, that you should not do. If you have these pieces of meat, the emurim, that first you roast it, the helum, and then you put on top of the mizbeach, ain't by mishum reyach, that's not in the kind of the mitzvah of reyach, you did not make reyach on top of the mizbeach, since you first roasted it someplace else, that came someplace else. Then yichoyach, what does the Mishnah mean to say, yichoyach? L'shem ha'nach asurach l'shem, that means you have to do it l'shem nach asurach l'kodesh baruch hu. L'shem, what does that mean? L'shem Yisham of Oyelam. You have to do with the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu that created the world. Om Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Chatish Sheshach L'shem Oyelam Psulo. If you shech the Korban, Chatish L'shem, the Korban Oyelam, that's possible. At the first Mishnah we had in Zvachim, Rashinu Kodesh by Chatish is possible. L'shem Chulin, Shera. But if you shech the Korban, Chatish L'shem Chulin, since there's not another Korban, it's Kosher. His Eidin Mina is not Machribo. Amr Rab Lazar, my time with the Rav, what's Rav Svaro? The Pasuk says, Lo Yichalu es Kotshim B'nai Yisrael, meaning Kotshim Echalim Kotshim. One Korban could pass on the Machshava for another Korban. A Korban Chatas, you have a Machshava to make it into another Korban, that could pass it. But V'yein Chulin Echalim Kotshim. If you take a Korban Chatas, and you shecht it L'shem Chulin, that Machshava does not pass on the Korban. Therefore the Korban is still Kotshim. Mosiv Rab, but Rav asked the question. Omar Rabbi Yosi, ask me Shlohoi, you believe on the Shemech and the Kolelo Kosher. Even the Mishnah says, even if you don't have in mind one of these things, so it's Kosher. Why? Shul, tonight designate that you could do it without thinking these things. Stam is also Kosher. Sadiq is, time Shlohoi, you believe, but clearly you have nothing in mind. Hoi, you believe on the Shem Chulin, Pasol. Master, if he had in mind something else, anything he had in mind would Pasol. Mashm, even if he only had a mind to do L'shem Chulin, it would also pass on. So Chorot Kashan Rova. So here it's Mashm, even on Chulin, it would also pass on. So Amalai Abaye says back, no, that's not the Diga of the Mishnah. Duma, maybe the Mishnah means like this. Well, ho, you believe by Klal, if he had nothing in his mind at all, then Kosher Muratza. Then the Korban is Kosher and it's even Muratza. Even the kind you nether. Ho, the Diga would be though, how you believe the L'shem Chulin? Let's say though when he shechted the Korban Chatas, he had in mind the L'shem Chulin, so Kosher V'ein HaMaratza. And Echnami, the Korban Taka is still Kosher, there's no soul. Just V'ein HaMaratza. It's not Maratza 100%. And therefore Rashi says, V'chiyama Rav, Namik Shemer means V'ein HaMaratza Kama. But you don't have a Ritzi on this. So I'm not sure exactly what it means V'ein HaMaratza. I'm not sure if it means he's not Jerich to the Neder. Could just mean you don't have 100% ritzi. Oh, my Rebbe Lozo. The Lozo says like this. Chatis sheshochetzol l'shem chulin k'sher. And if you take a korban chatis, and you shechtet l'shem a korban a chulin, avadatak and eatak is k'shera. That's called ein aminoi, and it's not kotshim, cannot be machriv. Mashen kein, mishum chulin psula. But if you shechtet mishum psula, mishum chulin, then it would be psula. Rashi says, L'shem Chulin means, Shidei Yeshi Chatis, V'shachot L'shem Chulin K'sheira. Now we said ein chulin bechalim kochim, but mishum chulin means kisav v'shem chulin. We really thought that this was a behemoth chulin, and then psula. Why Rashi says tehainu misasik b'dvar macherim v'ein weis bekochim. Like if you really do not know that this is a korban, you think really the animal is chulin, and the chlamid, then it's called misasik. You're not hoisting the doing the avoiding kochim. That's like a psula. If you know it's a korban, just to do it with a machshava l'shem chulin, that does not puzzle. But if you bechlal do not know it's kochim, you think mishum chul that it's psula. K'deboy minei Shmuel merav Huda, like Shmuel is the kasha from Huda. Minayit, like how do we know this yisoyin? Minayit le misasik the kochim shupotzel. How do we know if you misasik means you?